He was hunting out west. Hunter chef Jeff Benda joining us now on Bonnie and Friends. And you were successful on your antelope both in Wyoming and Montana?
Yes. Yeah. Now I have all this processing to do.
Yeah, well.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah,
I got one
meat
down.
For the freezer for all winter.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one down and I'm processing the other one for me and then another one for a friend's son who got his out there. So
very nice. Yeah. And Lucia, his beautiful daughter, is in studio with us. And that's your favorite, I understand, right? The antelope?
Yes.
Yeah?
It is.
Mm, what do you like it in? Anything Dad makes it in, probably?
We're like a steak. Yeah, she likes just steak with her secret ingredient on it.
Yes. Ketchup?
I would say you don't dip it in ketchup, do you?
Do you want to say it?
No.
Oh, is it the Where's Your Sister sauce?
No, that's not it either. It's a certain kind of salt. But we just put salt and pepper on it.
Oh,
sometimes simple is all you need, right?
She's giving me a really dirty look now. I don't know why this has to be a secret.
She gave out her secret
seasoning. Well, no, it's salt and pepper. Yeah, but it's a certain kind of salt. And she, we're actually doing a dinner tonight for, donated for the Medora Foundation and somebody bid on that. And so she's going to come and help me and, we will be using that secret ingredient. And,
Does she have title of sous chef or what's her title?
She does actually.
Nice.
Yes.
All
that's
right.
Her official. Yeah. She gets, makes a little money tonight helping dad. So
there you go.
She's excited.
Oh, that's awesome. I know we didn't get to pheasants and there's a lot of people hunting birds right now. So
Pheasant season opened up everywhere this last weekend.
Okay.
And, so next Tuesday, you know, we do a new wild game or fish recipe out every Tuesday morning. And so next Tuesday is actually going to be, I had a request. They're like, do you have any pheasant pasta? And I'm like, I haven't done anything with pasta on the, I do have some in coming out in the cookbook, but now I was like, okay, what am I going to put out? So we're working on that, finishing up, a pheasant pasta dish that will be out next Tuesday. But
would it
so
be like a red sauce or what would you do with the pheasant?
No, it's going to be more of a cream sauce.
Okay.
I think, I have a couple written and things like that. So I'm just trying to decide on which one I'm going to put out that we've tested.
Where's your cookbook process?
Right now we're at getting everything down. I'm interviewing editors and, it's a long process, but we're self-publishing.
Will it be a Christmas gift under the tree?
Next September 1st is what we're hoping for. So it'll be out by at the beginning of hunting season and then it'll be out for everybody to buy. 6 copies each, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
No, I'm teasing. I mean, everyone's like, I'm going to buy a copy. I'm like, you're going to buy 6.
But there's a lot of
it's
people.
It's one
who...
for you and for every single person that you know.
Well, that'd be good, though. But there's a lot of hunters and it runs in the family. So a lot of people, their entire families, they'd appreciate a gift like that.
Yeah. So, we're out. Once everything kind of slows down, probably into November, right around Thanksgiving time is when I'm going to be sending out. People who are subscribed to the Tuesday email and then people on social media that they'll be able, there's going to be a request for recipe testers. Because now, just because I've developed these recipes, I need to know and we've tested them each a few times, but I need to know, is this work for everybody?
Yeah.
Every single recipe, I've kind of put myself in a box, but every single recipe in this cookbook, it's either going to be something you can get accomplish in 30 minutes or less, or you put it in the slow cooker in the morning, and by the time you get home, it's on the table in 30 minutes or less.
You're a busy dad. You know how it works. And it's
but I mean, there's other wild game and there's other wild game and fish recipes out there, and you know, this is kind of my audience. This is I do some fancy things for this dinner tonight. You know, we'll kind of do some things for certain clients and stuff, but. This is really what people want, and certain, Hank Shaw, who I know well, and I've worked with him before, but some of the ingredients, some of his cookbooks, he has great cookbooks and he's got, but some of the ingredients, it's like, I will never find this in Fargo, North Dakota, or I will never find this in the grocery store in Enderlin. So all the ingredients too in the cookbook, it's literally has to be something that you can get at.
Whatever store you happen to go to.
If you're in a store in North Dakota, at least a Walmart.
Yeah, okay.
You have to be able to find this ingredient.
Yeah, good.
Can't find it in your Walmart in Dickinson or Minot or, Devil's Lake or something, then I don't want it in there. I don't want somebody to have to do that. And so it kind of puts me in a box. And so this is where I'm trying to decide and finishing up those recipes. But there'll be waterfowl recipes, upland bird like pheasant, grouse, venison, and then fish.
Now, are these recipes going to be something that you'll say that you have more or less kind of your common ingredients that are available here in North Dakota? And is it going to be kind of elevated cuisine then, or is this something
this is your average skilled
person can make?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, whether it's a pasta dish or a soup or something like that, but this is something that you're going to feed the kids. So it's, it's things that we all like to eat and things that everybody's going to be familiar with,
and but you don't have to spend all day in the kitchen,
but also you're like, oh, I could do that with wild game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I could do this chicken dish that's super popular with pheasant. I would have never thought about that.
Well, and that's the thing with your with a lot of your recipes is that a lot of times I see them and, you know, I'm not obviously as much into hunting or anything, and I don't have wild game at home. So, I mean, I can take some of those recipes and edit them for what I do have at home.
Right.
If I'm using ground beef or steak or chicken or turkey or whatever, I can use kind of your more common ingredients that we have.
Yeah, and any of the ground venison recipes, you can just use ground beef.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it might be like a little bit of the fat content is going to be different. So when they say, you know, cook your ground beef and then drain, you never have to do that if you have straight ground venison.
Right.
You have to add fat when you're browning it.
Right. Yeah. One that caught my eye on your wildgameandfish.com website, and I know it's been out for a few years, but is that it's soup chili season, right?
Yeah.
Your best Creole pheasant gumbo recipe. That
yeah, the pheasant gumbo.
Phenomenal.
Yep. Yeah. And
I've never
I think
made
if everybody,
gumbo
if
before.
You Google pheasant gumbo, that should be, if everybody's sitting there on their phone.
It
right
showed
now.
Up on the main page a little ways down.
Yeah,
like,
but I think if you Google pheasant gumbo, it's going to, I think mine should come up as the top
Google.
One. Because there's not a lot of pheasant gumbos out there.
No, so. And if you go to your website and you click on pheasant, you can scroll down. And
yeah,
you can
so
find
if you go to wildgameandfish.com, you can scroll and there's a, you know, it's everything's kind of broken up, whether it's soups and stews or 30-minute meals or kid-friendly meals. But then there's one for just for pheasant. And and I think, Lucia, what's your favorite?
The pheasant Florentine.
Yeah. I was just going to mention the pheasant Florentine.
Yeah, the pheasant
I see
Florentine.
That popped up.
And why is that one your favorite?
Because it's super duper easy to make because I can even make it.
Oh,
yeah. She made
kids in the kitchen. Yeah. I love
she
it.
Made that for somebody had hired us and had given us some pheasant. And so we showed up at their place of business and I had cooked the legs and the thighs in advance. And then Lucia actually made the pheasant Florentine at the location on the spot.
Well, you sat down with your feet up and just let her do it all, huh?
Listen, it's called parenting.
Yeah. Teaching responsibility.
The greatest gift of now having a 10-year-old is sitting there with a nice cup of coffee watching her mow the lawn.
And yeah, there
you
go.
You're raising her right, though, and all these hunting experiences and doing the dirty work down in the ranch that she went out to. What was that, last summer?
Oh, the Medora Cowgirl Camp.
Yeah, but you're raising her, I mean, right in what you love to do, too, and she's going to be a great chef. And
like all the other 99.9% of North Dakota farm kids. Yeah, she's just getting that experience.
I think that's awesome. But your recipes, I mean, not the book, because obviously you're going to make money in your recipe book, but your recipes, wildgameandfish.com, it's free to just go to your website and sign up for your recipes.
Yeah, I mean, there's ads on there, and that's where we make money. So the more people – and also, too, just a great gift for us is when people do find the recipe and you make it, is to actually leave a review and
feedback.
To leave a comment on there.
Please
because
do.
Maybe some people they kind of did their own little twist on it. But also just
Does
Google.
Does that offend you? We do
no,
extra
not at all. No.
Parsley
no.
or that, something
no,
on something?
Please make it all yourself. Yeah. I mean, that's
somebody
where,
added
that's,
cilantro.
That's a lot of these recipes that I found. I may have found it in a cookbook in the Fargo library. And I go, yeah, I would do it this way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that kind of leads me down a path of developing a certain recipe.
Before we finish up, Bon.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bon. But I just wanted to ask you kind of your chef opinion then on pheasant, as maybe some people are not familiar with. I know we had it as kids, so it's been a long time. But a lot of times pheasant, isn't that seem more like your dark meat chicken? It's a little bit more moist, etc. Or what's the difference between a pheasant?
No, it's going to dry out really fast too, and it's a lot smaller of a breast. Yeah, the breast is, but grouse is more like a sharp tail grouse, which we have a lot in the western part of the state. Or well, there's there's partridge, Hungarian partridge, down here on 52nd Avenue South.
Ah.
I know, because I almost hit one in the Aldi parking lot.
Oh,
literally,
no.
Minutes before getting on the interstate to drive 6 hours to try to find a partridge, which I didn't.
Geez.
There is a covey in the Aldi parking lot on 52nd Avenue South, which you cannot hunt.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I mean, picture, it's brining the pheasant. It's going to dry out.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're cooking it. You literally have to watch your temperature. Pheasant. A lot of wild game, because it's so lean,
right.
It's a lean, healthy meat to eat, mm-hmm. but it's also, it's going to dry out very quickly. So like on Lucia's favorite pheasant Florentine recipe, there's directions in that recipe on how to brine it,
uh-huh.
and it's not overnight. It's mm-hmm. going to be, it's going to get far too salty. It's mm-hmm. literally brining it for minutes. But it does make a big difference.
Interesting. All right, wildgameandfish.com. You can subscribe to get recipes in your inbox as well. And check out all the phenomenal recipes. Stop with the cream of mushroom soup already, okay?
James.
Thanks, Jeff.
There may be one of those in the cookbook.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with it, but like step outside your comfort zone.
I have a tribute to the pheasant with cream of mushroom soup in the cookbook.
Not knocking.
It's going to be my own twist on it, though. It'll be my twist on it. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll catch you next Thursday.
Thanks.
Hunter Chef Jeff Benda and his beautiful daughter, Lucia. Bye, Lucia.
Bye.
She'll probably be back next week, too. She likes to hang out with us. Joining us Thursdays right here at 7:10. Again, wildgameandfish.com.